Good morning. Today's reading is taken from Montaigne, on drunkenness. The world is all variation and dissimilarity. Vices are all the same in that they are vices, and doubtless the Stoics understood matters after that fashion. But even though they are equally vices, they are not equal vices. That a man who has overstepped by 100 yards those limits, beyond which, and short of which, there is no right way, should not be in a worse condition than a man who has only overstepped them by 10 yards, is not believable, nor that sacrilege should be no worse than stealing a cabbage from our garden. There is as much diversity in vice as in anything else. It is dangerous to confound the rank and importance of sins. Murderers, traitors, and tyrants gain too much by it. It is not reasonable that they should be able to salve their consciences because somebody else is lazy, lascivious, or not assiduous in his prayers. Each man comes down heavily on his neighbour's sins and lessens the weight of his own. Even the doctors of the church often rank sins badly to my taste. Just as Socrates said that the prime duty of wisdom is to distinguish good from evil, we, whose best always partakes of vice, should say the same about knowing how to distinguish between the vices. If that is not done exactingly, the virtuous man and the vicious man will be jumbled unrecognisedly together. Now drunkenness, considered among other vices, has always seemed to me gross and brutish. In others our minds play a larger part, and there are some vices which have something or other magnanimous about them, if that's the right word. There are some which are intermingled with learning, diligence, valour, prudence, skill, and finesse. Drunkenness is all body and earthy. Moreover, the grossest nation of our day is alone in honouring it. Other vices harm our intellect. This one overthrows it, and it stuns the body. Cum vinis vis penetravit, consequitur gravitas membrorum, praepidiuntur crura vacillanti, tardescit lingua, madet mens, nant oculi, clamor, singultust, yogius gliscunt. When the strength of the wine has sunk in, our limbs become heavy, we stagger and trip over our legs, our speech becomes slow, our minds sodden, our eyes are aswim. Then comes the din, the hiccups, and the fights. The worst state for a man is when he loses all consciousness and control of himself. And among other things, they say that just as the must fermenting in the wine jar stirs up all the lees at the bottom, so too does wine unbung the most intimate secrets of those who have drunk beyond measure. Josephus tells us how he wheedled secrets out of an ambassador sent to him by his enemies by making him drink a lot. Nevertheless, Augustus confided his most private secret to Lucius Piso, the conqueror of Thrace, and was never let down. Nor was Tiberius let down by Cossus, on whom he unburdened all of his plans. Yet we know that these two men were so given to drinking that they had often to be carried out of the Senate, both drunk. Externo inflatum, venus de mor leo, with veins swollen with others' wines, as usual. And the plan to kill Caesar was well kept when confided to Cassius, who drank water, but also when confided to Cimber, who often got drunk. Which explains his joking reply, should I bear the weight of a tyrant when I cannot bear the weight of my wine? Even our German mercenaries, when drowned in their wine, remember where they are quartered, their password and their rank. I would never have thought anyone could be buried so insensibly in drunkenness if I had not read the following in history books. With the purpose of inflicting on him some notable indignity, Attalus invited to supper that Pausanias, who, on this very subject, later killed Philip, king of Macedonia, a king whose fine qualities nevertheless bore witness to the education he had received in the household and company of Epaminondas. He got him to drink so much that he could bring him, quite unaware of what he was doing, to abandon his fair body to mule drivers and to many of the most abject scullions in his establishment, as if it were the body of some whore in a hedgerow. Here ends the reading. Have a very good day.